Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a brief shining 5 hours, the Buffalo Bills stood alone, undefeated in the NFL. And then the game happened. Patriots taking down the Bills 23-20, spoiling Buffalo's perfect record on the season so far. Josh Allen saying, yes, it's not going to happen with three turnovers.
We didn't take advantage of our opportunity. Again, I thought our defense played well and they bailed us out a couple times, but just not going to win many NFL games turning the ball over three times.
Drake May led the Patriots on a 37-yard drive to set up the kicker in a 52-yard field goal with 15 seconds left. And there is the rivalry and there is the loss. Coach, after the game?
It's got to start with, like I said, with the fundamentals. You cannot turn the ball over and expect to win three times. And then the field position is a 10-yard difference. Let's just start there, and then we get into the rest of it, which there's things that need to improve in that area as well. So, but for me, that's where I start. You got to take care of the football. You look at the stats, the numbers don't lie, right? It's you turn the ball over three times, and you get one, you're down, you're negative two on the turnover differential. So that's not a winning formula.
If you were tracking Steph Diggs, he had a pretty good game for his return to Buffalo. First game since the Bills traded him to Houston, April 2024. And then, well, now with the Pats, Steph Diggs, 10 catches, 146 yards for the Patriots. And again, first game back in Buffalo. So there was that.
I'm muting myself today. I'm muting myself.
Well, I'm self-muting today.
No.
Did we, you know, we knew we were going to have some tough games during the season. I think the biggest surprise is that it just came from the Patriots.
How come he gets out-coached, though? I mean, we got out-coached. And that,
We made three
mistakes. Yes, we did. But we got out-coached.
The coach isn't the one that made the turnovers.
That was an organizational loss. No more white jerseys. Burn the jerseys. They're okay to wear. I'm not saying the players can. People can keep yours. I saw
Pam yesterday, and she had the t-shirt version of the white shirt, and she was going to a Bills party. She got it at Wegmans. She got it at the Buffalo store. It was so cute. I'm still getting one. I don't care. Oh. I don't put good luck or bad luck on jerseys.
Oh, I do. Oh.
I know you're
for the most part, fans played along with the all white everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eyeballing some people. I'm like, what are you doing wearing blue? Did you not hear? Did you not know? But, you know, the talk was so when I talked to people that weren't wearing the white, they're like, but this is my lucky jersey.
So, I get that. Okay. All right.
Maybe we stick with the lucky jerseys because maybe we didn't have enough last night. Whatever you want to put the blame on.
I don't mind the fans keeping. Keep your white because actually I bought a white t-shirt too. I mean, they're expensive, but everything else. Burn it. Bill, I don't want to see the
Bills. It's a little extreme, but
You know, the only problem I really had, and I'm going to complain, is it was hard to see the players' numbers on TV.
Dude, yes.
And even the announcers acknowledged it.
Wheeze, even harder in real life. Like on TV, I was looking, I was like,
somebody
oh, you can see them on
that.
TV, but from the stands, it was tough to see the numbers at times.
Yeah.
And so that's it's got to make it tough for the fellas on the field. It's the same. Incident involving a former NFL quarterback, Mark Sanchez. He is a Fox News commentator, so he's part of that crew. Dude had a good career in the NFL. Arrested after an incident in Indianapolis where he was also stabbed and taken to the hospital. So he was arrested while being treated at the hospital, not booked into detention center until Sunday night. He's facing charges of battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. Police say they're looking into the incident between Sanchez and another man who's a food delivery driver. Other man suffered lacerations in the incident. So the sketchy details right now, just kind of overview, it appears like Mark Sanchez had some sort of a run-in with this driver and maybe tried to get in his car. He climbed in the man's truck and began looking around. The driver, who is driving a box truck in a loading dock sort of near Lucas Oil Field, is there. What he's doing is collecting used cooking oil from a hotel kitchen. So he's just a regular guy doing a regular guy job, doing regular guy job things. And along comes Mark Sanchez, who tries to get in his vehicle, starts looking around. The driver informs him, hey, you're not allowed in the vehicle. The victim then says that Sanchez smelled like booze, kept repeating that he'd spoken to a manager. And Sanchez then reportedly began following the guy around his truck, blocking him from entering his own truck. Security footage kind of backs that up. Shows Mark Sanchez, the former NFL quarterback, knocking the man against the wall and then to the ground. That's when the guy thinks his life is in danger by a guy who I don't think he realizes is anybody but a stranger. Apparently fearing for his life, he pepper sprays Sanchez, then pulls out a knife when the pepper spray doesn't stop him. Stabs Sanchez 2 or 3 times in the chest. And Sanchez is taken to the hospital.
It's a weird story.
Yeah, it appears like the former NFL quarterback is the aggressor on the situation, and the security footage seems to back it up. Just a guy doing, you know, kind of behind the scenes things for a hotel.
Hmm.
And yeah, bad situation. Right off the top, it looks like Sanchez might have been in a state of maybe he was drunk, maybe he was something. Who knows?
But something, they are definitely
looking into it. Taylor Swift ruling over the weekend, ruling the box office, ruling the charts. The album, the official release of A Showgirl, topped the box office, took in $33 million money made for the movie. And then the album sold 2.7 million copies of The Life of a Showgirl on the first day of release. That's pretty good for an album release. Well done, Taylor Swift. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:31. News this morning is brought to you by Bricks and Minifigs, Buffalo South Towns. You can buy, sell, trade Lego sets, bulk bricks, and minifigs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.